This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
In fact, you can't help but compare what happened in Charlotte to what happened in Tulsa this week. In Tulsa, smaller, more peaceful crowds. That city's also tried to be as transparent as possible. They released two videos of the shooting of Terrence Crutcher as soon as they could. I know they're completely different situations, but it would seem to suggest more transparency suggests to the community that they care and they take it more seriously.
I can't and won't speak on the intentions of each community's heart or the law enforcement officers involved in the process. I will say, however, that it is clear that the Oklahoma situation is on surface significantly worse than the first reports coming out of Charlotte. But one of the things that helped the Oklahoma situation and helped in Charleston when we had some challenging situations is once that video was out, there was an opportunity for the community to come together with law enforcement and create a path going forward. Part of the pain and the suffering that happens without clarity is that people jump to conclusions, and sometimes it's the wrong conclusion. So the faster the information gets to the surface, the more information that provides clarity, hopefully the greater the calm will be. But there is never a reason for violence in response to a situation. Violence for violence only begets more violence. This is the wrong direction and the wrong path.
Let's talk about this Opportunity Coalition.
Senator Tim Scott there, great insight. You know, as we've been saying, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And whatever you can do to bring the facts to bear as quick as possible, especially you have to consider the culture that we live in today. And this is a contrast here. You know, what happened in Tulsa versus Charlotte. And, you know, this is, as Bruce Kaufman would say, the beauty of the great American experiment in which we live in, the fact that we have 50 states, that we can try different things and we can learn from them. And it seems that, we are learning. I mean, this isn't Baltimore. This isn't Ferguson. Yes, we still have these bad actors that want to come on the scene and not let any good crisis go to waste here, Scott. So they're going to show up. And, and these are the people outside the community. They don't care about the jobs that are affected. They don't care about, what they do in the streets and how they decimate these businesses. The people that live in the community, I mean, hey, tomorrow's another day. They're looking for, they're going to work and they go, hey, your place of business, your place of employment was burned down last night because you had a bunch of idiots from outside the area. You know, it's one thing to protest, but as somebody said, the media is really dropping the ball. Gary Bauer says, hey, this isn't a protest. You know, when you've got burning happening in the streets and you've got looting going on and businesses being broken into, that's a full-blown riot. But the media, because we want to be politically correct, we don't want to offend anybody's sensitivities, it's whitewashed. And here it is, as a result, we become inordinately tolerable. You understand that? And tolerance is what the left and what, those, I say left, these rebel rousers, that's what they thrive on. They take advantage of our sense of tolerance and as if somehow we deserve it. I mean, are we like the battered housewife, you know what I'm saying?
A little bit. And tolerance is a slippery slope. I mean, I might not mind you poking me every day in the shoulder, but just because I can handle it doesn't mean you should be doing it.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And but Senator Scott is right on. Part of the pain and suffering that happens without clarity is people jump to conclusions. It just exacerbates that pain. So if it is possible to get this information out sooner in the name of transparency and calm, if that's what we're moving to, I think it's a positive thing. But we got to work this through. We had some success in Tulsa. And by contrast, look what's happening in Charlotte. If the video is as definitive as the police would say, maybe we need to consider opening that up. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Good to have you along with us, America. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, great to have you along with us for the ride. Let us know your thoughts. Your opinion does count here. You know, what are you seeing happening there in Charlotte? What are your solutions? You know, this is the thing about the show. I mean, you can get amped up and excited about certain things, but, you know, after it's all said and done, let's put some energy that is solution-based. Jason Russell is with us right now. He's a commentary writer for the Washington Examiner. Jason, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you doing, sir?
Good. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, good to have you here to discuss, you know, some solutions here and with what's happening there in the streets of Charlotte, although last night a little bit better than the night before. You know, are the people adding or taking away from the potential solution of the problem?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that's something that the, you know, people protesting and rioting in Charlotte need to consider. You know, it strikes me as kind of, you know, protesting is fine. I understand that. But when that escalates into rioting and looting and assaulting journalists and someone was killed, mm-hmm. that's a different story. I mean, especially given that they are protesting police actions, it
yes.
strikes me as going too far to then go and loot stores and riot in a way that is only going to make people say, okay, now we need more police. It seems counterproductive.
Well, it's almost like let's go and consider what Gandhi said, and that is that you know, one thing begets another. If you strike somebody, you can expect a natural reaction of being struck back. So you know, it's never the answer. This is why he believed in you know, non-violent protestation. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think we have much to draw from whether it's Gandhi or Martin Luther King as well, is that he didn't want to lose sight of what the objective was. And unfortunately, you've got people who are and I think that some people, Jason, who are being used right now, they're taking a divisive issue and they're firing them up, you know, and in the name of social justice. And they're creating more problems, and as a result, we're losing sight of the objective. You know, what is it that we're trying to accomplish here? You know, we've had problems for, you know, the last several years. Our country has never been so divided. And I believe the heart of most Americans is, hey, let's deal with this issue. If there is truly a social justice issue that we need to address, let's do that, but let's do it based on the facts. But these rioters, they don't care about the facts because the facts are so glaring, you know, in terms of any kind of obvious police abuse. I mean, even in recent history, we're only talking one police officer that has been indicted. The rest of them, after everything they go through, the scrutiny, the lost jobs, everything else, only one has been indicted.
Yeah, I think that is that does you know, spark a call for further police reform. I mean, the you know, police have some pretty strong protections given to them by police unions, and that's, you know, police unions are something that In any other case, we would probably say this is, you know, probably it's, you know, with unions in general, conservatives typically say it's too easy, sorry, too hard for a bad worker or a bad employee to get fired. Mm-hmm. You know, that's probably the case with police, whether it's, you know, just general, you know, unproductivity or, you know, gross negligence, like, mm-hmm. You know, some things that we have to.
But anytime you send a bullet down range, you own that bullet. And, you know, and I don't care, you know, if you're a private citizen or a police officer, you own that bullet. And I just, you know, there was another study that was done by a black professor. And he was surprised to find out that, you know, there was really, no discernible and obvious, prejudice, you know, among the police. I mean, we would probably say in a general context, that it does exist only because it exists in parts of all of us, because we're only human. You know, so you might be able to say, well, you know, you're not overtly prejudiced, but,
right.
You know, there are some, you know, prejudicial characteristics I might call you out on.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
But that's not enough to where we're going to go and figure we're going to ruin somebody else's day and our own day and our career and pull out a gun and just blow somebody's head off just for larks.
Yeah, and I, you know, I do think that, you know, I think that is important to look at that study and show that it, that is the case, you know, that does seem to be the case, that, you know, discrimination is not as bad as it seems in some cases. Mm-hmm. At the same time,
and of course, you know, you're talking, this is a Hispanic and a white guy having this conversation. I'm sure some black people are going, hey, you know, these guys are idiots. You know, what do they know? You know, they don't live with prejudice. And, that's not necessarily true on my end. Although, you know, theirs in a different level, but I think also it's in the eye of the beholder. If you see yourself as being, you know, cause like I said, in throughout my life, has there been some prejudice against me because being of Hispanic descent? Certainly there has been, but I chose not to focus on it. I kept my eye on the ball. I moved forward, and here it is. I mean, as a breakthrough person, Jason, I was the first, believe it or not, in 1972, I was the first Hispanic on a contemporary radio station in Los Angeles, California. Till then, you never heard a Hispanic name on a contemporary radio station in Los Angeles. I mean, it's hard to think because it's not that long ago. But, you know, so was there prejudice again? You better believe it. I mean, to the point that when I first got to this radio station in L.A., they said, we do not want you to use your real name. We don't want you to be Bill Martinez. We want you to be Bill Martin. And it was because of Wolfman Jack that finally we were able to argue that point and get it across, and management finally succeeded on it.
Mm-hmm.
But amazing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just happened to, yesterday, I was happened to be reading the, you know, Martin Luther King's speech, you know, that he gave of, mm-hmm. I Have a Dream. And,
yes.
And I think it was interesting because, you know, it is pretty clear that he would not be standing for, with, you know, rioters. You know, he would certainly be protesting. But he did say things like, in the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. We must not allow our creative protest to degenerate into physical violence. So, you know, but those words seem to imply that if he were around today, he'd probably be saying, yes, we absolutely need to do something about injustice and social justice and, you know, wrongful deaths of black men by the hands of police or anyone else. But that doesn't mean that it's not an excuse to go out and riot and loot and things like that.
Well, he understood that it compromises the objective. I mean, it's like, you know, two kids in a room. One is being tormented, and the other one, you know, finally says, I've had enough of this, and he hits the one. And the parents come in, sees the one that's crying, and disciplines the one who's not crying. And the things get lost in translation there. So you think you're doing the right thing, but you don't have the whole story. And
right.
So now, because of the, you know, let's say the violent act of a child hitting another child, you've lost understanding of what caused the whole deal to begin with. And, you know, it's lost in translation. Now you're dealing with the effect of it and not the root problem. And that's where I find ourselves today, is that we're so caught up in the minutiae that we're not dealing with the root problem. And meanwhile, it just keeps getting more and more frustrating for these people that are looking for an answer. And I don't know, you know, and some of it is just, I think it's a matter of focus. If you want to say you're being, you know, you're being oppressed, that really is what you believe in, then there's not a whole lot that we can do for you. You know, we've thrown all kinds of money at this, research and everything else, but in spite of this, you still have success stories that come out of, you know, the Denise Bernelli of the world, and, you know, the Ben Carsons, and on, you know, and this is just two of many, many hundreds of thousands of successful stories here in America today. Well, Jason Russell, thank you so much for being with us. Jason with the Washington Examiner. I'm Bill Martinez live.
November is Blood Cancer Awareness Month, which recognizes the 1 million plus blood cancer patients living in the U.S. as of 2012. There are several different types of blood cancer, and while some can be curable, others like multiple myeloma are not. Multiple myeloma is a blood cancer of the plasma cells, a type of white blood cell in the bone marrow. While incurable, Dr. Kenneth H. Shane from Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa, Florida, said scientific advances in the past 10 years may have the potential to translate to improved outcomes for certain patients.
Over the past decade, researchers have found ways to exploit vulnerabilities of multiple myeloma cells, including protein degradation and harnessing the body's immune system to fight this disease. As a physician treating patients with this disease, I have seen firsthand how advances such as these have helped transform multiple myeloma into a more manageable illness.
For more information on multiple myeloma research, visit www.myeloma.org. This report is brought to you by Amgen.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live. Join
Insurance Online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have around this country or, you know, shortwave. We're around the world via shortwave as well. Thank you for joining in and being on the team to do what you can to get this country back on track. 70% of us say we're on the wrong track. Great observation. Now, what are we going to do about it? We've got to turn the tables upside down here. It's been top down. In fact, I was kind of shocked the other day. It was quite revealing. I don't know if it was Freudian or not, but it just kind of went by and nobody really reported on it. But, you know, the president talked about a top down approach. I mean, that's what we have is top down. I mean, what a mess. I mean, that is inconsistent with the founding principles and what's stated in our Constitution. It is always supposed to be a bottom-up operation. It's based on we the people, okay, a government of, for, and by we the people. But look at, if we, abdicate our responsibilities, you got the 21st century America that we have today. How's that feeling for you? All right, but we can, based on our Constitution, reclaim our right and get this country back on track once again. Well, federally funded research continues to spur progress against cancer. This according to the 6th Annual American Association for Cancer Research Cancer Progress Report. Now, that's a mouthful, I'm telling you. Accelerating the pace of progress will require robust, sustained, and predictable increases in federal investments in biomedical research, as well as strong support for the National Cancer Moonshot Initiative. Now, note that, because we're going to talk about it and unload that in just a moment. The National Cancer Moonshot Initiative. Cancer research is saving lives. And here to tell us more about it, Dr. Nancy Davidson, president of the American Association for Cancer Research and director of the University of Pittsburgh Cancer Institute. Dr. Davidson, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Very well. Thanks, Bill.
Hey, great to have you on. The results of this report, quite enlightening and encouraging for those of us who have been committed to supporting cancer research and fighting the great fight against it.
I couldn't agree with you more. You know, we are really pleased that this report shows that the death rate from cancer in the United States is dropping by 1.5% per year, every year for the last decade, 1.5% per year. So that means we now have 15 million cancer survivors in the United States. And that's because of the research that's been done that's leading to new therapies and prevention strategies.
Well, I can tell you, Nancy, I'm one of the survivors myself. So you're talking to one of the 15.5 million survivors of cancer. We thank God for that. And we thank God for the research. Thank you so much. Now, I understand that between August the 1st of 2015 and July 31st of 2016, the FDA approved 13 new anti-cancer therapeutics. Break that down for us, if you would.
You are absolutely right. We're very excited about this. Four of them were in this category that we call immunotherapies, so immune agents to allow us to try to stimulate the immune system to fight cancer. Another four fell into something that we call targeted agents. So these are agents that basically attack molecular abnormalities that are found in the cancer cells, but not in the normal cells. So very exciting that eight of these new therapies are things that are really out-of-the-box, scientifically-based, research-driven ways of trying to tackle cancer.
Well, and I understand, doctor, that during the same period, one new cancer screening test, two new diagnostic imaging agents, and a new medical device also received a cancer-related FDA approval. This has been a great year for the fight against cancer, hasn't it?
It has been a terrific year. You know, I think that these things are coming to human use to try to improve lives. It's so important for us. I don't think the pace is going to lessen. And the important issue here, it seems to me the important topic, is that this is coming about because of research that we've done in the past that was now coming to fruition. But you know, we need more cancer survivors, right?
Yes, exactly.
People have to have cancer. We want them to survive it. And so our work is not done, and we're going to need to really maintain and actually accelerate that pace of research so that we will have even more of these precision types of therapies to use in the future.
And Dr. Davidson, I know your heart as mine is that, yes, survive with quality of life here. We're not talking about just hanging in there and extending somebody's life and they're going, you know, I'm absolutely miserable. Why did I do this?
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that, you know, some of the advances that we don't talk about quite so much in cancer have to do with the kind of supportive care that we have available to provide to patients all along the continuum from the day of diagnosis all the way through the remainder of their lives. Things that make chemotherapy more tolerable, for example, things that help people to control any symptoms that might be left after they've received the active treatment for their cancer. So this whole concept of both quantity of life and quality of life absolutely drives everything that we think about. That's part of the underpinning for these targeted therapies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is
you'd like
to really attack the cancer cell, but not have adverse effects on the normal cells.
Dr. Davidson, only because you brought it up, and if this is, you know, hopefully it's a fair question to you, but I often hear when chemotherapy comes into the discussion, there seems to be a lot of myth and confusion about chemotherapy. If you want, I want to give you the opportunity to maybe clarify some misunderstanding on it, why it still continues to be used, and why there may be some misunderstanding about the effects of chemotherapy, good and bad.
Yeah. You know, we have, fortunately for us, we have a lot of different pillars of cancer therapy now. We have surgery, we have radiation therapy, we have chemotherapy, and we have some of these newer agents. You know, there are a variety of cancers that are cured currently by the use of chemotherapy. So this is terrific therapy for things like testicular cancer, for many kinds of lymphomas, for breast cancers. Chemotherapy, I think, is here to stay because it has very, very good anti-cancer effects in certain areas. I think people do worry about the side effects, and, you know, we're extremely good these days, I think, at trying to mitigate side effects of chemotherapy during the period of time that patients need to take it. So I would urge anybody who faces this awful decision, as you might have faced, about having to take on chemotherapy, that they would go into it with an open mind that it has very good anti-cancer efficacy and that we are ever better at controlling the side effects related to it. Chemotherapy can be curative therapy in the right place, and patients should not push it aside.
Well, I think the other thing to consider is that chemotherapy has been around a long time. I mean, like anything, in any bit of research, you learn as you go along, and the treatments today much improved over the last 10 years even, right?
Oh, my golly. When I look over the course of my career, which is a couple decades, you know, the changes that I can see are really remarkable, both in terms of anti-cancer efficacy, improving the benefits of therapy, but also trying to, you know, tease out who's who. How can we really target our therapy, tailor our therapy, you know, make it very precise for this cancer in this patient so that that patient gets the right treatment at the right time and that they don't get a kind of treatment that's not useful for their kind of cancer. So this is really where we're going with our evidence-based, our science-driven cancer care of today and increasingly where we'll be going in the future.
Right. Well, Dr. Davidson, we've got about a minute and a half left here, and I do want to give you time to talk about the National Cancer Moonshot Initiative. Explain to our audience that.
Absolutely. The Vice President, Biden, was charged with putting together this initiative. So he's galvanized federal agencies to think about how they can work better to really maximize our progress in cancer. There was a national panel that thought about things that could be accomplished, and their charge was to think about those things that we could do today that would allow us to do 10 years of progress in only five. So the Vice President wants to accelerate our progress against cancer. This Moonshot Committee, or this Blue Ribbon Committee, put out 10 specific points about 2 weeks ago. And actually, you can read about them in our progress report, the AACR progress report, and that's available at aacr.org/cancer-progress-report. Easy to get, online, free, very readable, aacr.org/cancer-progress-report. And you can read about some of the recommendations, which include things like precision prevention, like kids' cancers, like maximizing the use of immunotherapy, like basic research to understand more about cancer cells so that we can develop even newer therapies.
Well, Dr. Davidson, thank you so much for coming on Bill Martinez Live to break down this new report. Again, we remind you, go to aacr.org/cancer-progress-report for all the details. Dr. Nancy Davidson on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you. Appreciate it. Take care.
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $5.99, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go. You want to get involved in the conversation. We say here that your opinion does count. Make sure that you do give us a word. Let us know what's on your mind, good, bad, or indifferent. We always love to hear from you. Well, Donald Trump has hit the highest chance of winning the 2016 election. This according to 538's Nate Silver. This week, Silver's Poll Plus projection gave the GOP nominee a 44.5% chance of winning the presidency over rival Hillary Clinton. I mean, we're talking just a dramatic increase from what it was. Gosh, I remember it wasn't that long ago. It was down in the 20s, now up to 44.5%. This is more than a betting man's chance here. And Coach Collins is here with us right now to talk about it. Coach, always good to have you with us. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, great to be with you. Sure. Nate Silver is a guy that's walking on a tightrope. Silver is the person behind 538. Look at all the numbers that are coming in from various battleground states. Look at the numbers that are coming in the national polls, and you can smell the fear.
Yes.
For instance, NBC has just dropped a poll the other day showing that Hillary Clinton is +6 nationally, but when you go inside, you have to remember that that NBC got caught in the WikiLeaks exposure of emails with the DNC. They got caught acknowledging that they cheat to help Democrats, and they show a 6-point lead, but they overpolled Democrats by 14 points. Never happened. It's never, ever happened. So, I mean, and another thing, too, I don't know if you saw this. I'm really waiting to see it, more confirmation on it, but I've seen a screenshot of it. It looks very real. It's a captured document, to use language from my old days in the MI.
Uh-huh.
And it is a letter, an internal memo, from the guy who runs the polling operation at Monmouth College. And it says very clearly that they have their computer rigged so that regardless of what age group you tell them you're in, you get put into a 30 to 50 category. Mm. And after they get the numbers, then the machine pops out and spreads out the numbers across the panoply of ages. They also point out that they poll heavily in Broward and Dade and Dade County. This is in Florida.
Yes, about. Exactly right.
So, well, you know, listen.
See, Coach, to me, and you've heard me say this before, and you agree, is that when people are caught like this, they need to be released. You know, no longer, they need to be on a no-fly zone, you know, when it comes to polling. And whenever anything's up, then they need to carry with them an asterisk. I mean, look it, they have numbers. If you go to a restaurant, if it's an A, B, or C, it demonstrates what kind of food and the cleanliness and all that good stuff, right? I mean,
yeah.
There's a rating. Why can't we have it for these polling places that, you know, they mess around all the way. And now when it gets close to the election, they tighten up a little bit, you know, because they can't, you know, be too far off. They got to stay within the realm of plausible deniability. But meanwhile, they're doing everything they can to put their thumb on the scale, give people the wrong impression. And I just think that, you know, they ought to get a rating. They and it needs to be published with anything that they do. If they're going to be publishing a poll, then they need to be marked with a letter that gives them some sort of a veracity rating. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. And I've said this right along that I cannot understand how real clear politics becomes the gold standard when they ignored the fact that NBC was caught. They ignored the fact that CBS was caught, and they ignored the fact that CNN is a large contributor to the Clinton Foundation.
Right.
So, those of you that are listening, please do not get too exercised or worried about what the real clear politics puts up, because they know better than the rest of them.
Well, the real deal, what it is, this is a form of, you know, this is a form of cheating, Coach. And, you know, it is really, I think, a form of voter fraud. You know, and not necessarily at the polling stations, although, you know, we've received a lot of evidence that has been going on. I mean, there's some just information. I mean, you know, the president will say, there's no voter fraud. Other Democrats, Nancy, no voter fraud, and go, okay, well, tell me how you get 58 or 59 voting districts in Pennsylvania that vote over 100% for Barack Obama.
Yeah.
You know, nobody, I don't care where you are in any zip code, you can get 100% agreement, number one. Number two, over 100%, you look into it and you find out that people who died somehow rose and voted and died again.
And you know, what you're saying, of course, is absolutely true, but I'll go one further. Why not look at this as an in-kind contribution? Because of the immense value of these fake polls. I mean,
right.
I have friends of mine that just watch Fox and see headlines, and they're constantly contacting me. They're so worried about these. I tell them that they're fake. Are you sure they're fake? Absolutely, they're fake. So I know that they do have an effect, but
Well, you know they do. Look what AP did with Bernie Sanders going into California, going in that last Tuesday primary there.
I mean, they knocked him out.
They knocked him out 2 days before. They said, nope, we recount. Hillary's got all the numbers. AP, all of a sudden, AP became, you know, the standard. They became the official for the delegate count. And they took him right out. I mean, he up to that point, what is he got? 1-2 points, definitely within the margin of error. And then, of course, when the voting came in, you know, she won by double digits.
Blown away, yeah. Speaking about that, I I saw an article posted on Sunday about Reuters, and it was the most bizarre report that I've seen so far. I can't give you any numbers because they didn't give any numbers, but Reuters has, in effect, already called the state of Vermont for Donald Trump, because their reasoning, and this is the part that they don't say, is that Hillary Clinton is doing so poorly amongst white voters that Vermont is one of the whitest states in the country, if not the whitest, at 94%. And they just feel that even though it's a liberal state, that spread is just too much. So I think that she's under 30. So let's say she is at 30. I mean, she's still got 64 points to play with there. And they say it's not even, they have him in the highest level of confidence that he will win Vermont.
Well, you know, Coach, you know, at the opening, you said these guys are all panicking. Look at what Barack Obama had to say to the Black Caucus. I mean, and he went, you know, he went Jefferson on it and started channeling his Jeremiah Wright, kind of slang. And, and he told the Black voters, says, look at, you know, if you don't turn out, that's going to be an insult to my legacy. I mean, you talk about desperation. I don't remember a president since I've been born who has been lobbying the voters like this one when he's going out of office.
Now, how about yesterday's story about Hillary demanding to know why she's not 50 points ahead? Is that arrogance? I mean, it makes your jaw drop open. What total hubris. And it shows you how out of sync this woman is, more than her eyes are out of sync.
Well, because the basket of deplorables are pretty heavy. There's a lot of weight to those deplorables. They're so irredeemable, Coach. We're visiting with Coach Kevin Collins. We've got more from Coach the Semper Fi Marine with yours truly right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
You know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite, like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Coach Kevin Collins is with us, who holds a doctoral degree in public admin, a Semper Fi Marine, having served stateside during the Vietnam War, retired New York City police officer, a member of American Mensa and the NYCPD Honor Legion. Coach, real quick before we get into this, I want to remind everybody you can go to thecoachesteam.com for all the information that you need to know and everything that Coach has there for you. Coachesteam.com. A couple quick questions. Coach, how are we doing with the book?
The book is leveled off, but we sold a lot, and we're happy with it so far. That's the dirty, locked away history of the Democrat Party. It's at Amazon, and I think we're doing very well, all things considered. We're happy with it.
Well, you've passed over a lot of Beltway celebs. I mean, you're smoking.
We certainly did better than Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine's.
Exactly.
The other day.
Well, Coach, I want you to put your NYC police officer hat on. Let's talk about what's going on in North Carolina. You know, what's happening?
Well, I think that you're having, this is a sleepy little town in the South that was caught completely off guard by this. Let's give the cops some leeway and some credit there. They never thought that they would have to handle anything like this. I don't think that they have handled it very well. They should have gotten out front with the video. If the video shows that the cop was right in shooting this guy, then let it be. If not, then you move in a different direction and you let people know that they'll see the video when the cop is called upon to respond, and defend himself and charges. But you know, to say that it clears them and then we're only going to show it to the family of the guy that got shot is not, that's just not good. It doesn't work.
No.
But they don't realize that, as I say, it's not a big town. They can have a lot of people in it, but it's not a big-time city operation.
Well, the you know, again, we're back to perception is reality, Coach. And then, of course, anytime you get these black activists that can come in, you know, Black Lives Matter and all the George Soros crew comes in, these professional rioters, you know, we've got looting going on. We've got, you know, our emergency personnel, police being inundated with all kinds of potential issues here. And, you know, Charlotte finds themselves on fire.
Oh, and you know, let's get to what we're really talking about here is the politics of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
The optics for this of this for Hillary Clinton is horrendous. The timing could not be worse because many people don't realize, but North Carolina is voting right now. They have a 6-week early voting. Maybe even more, 7 weeks, early voting period. So people are dropping their ballots in the mail right now. Wow. In the middle of this. And this is a big city. And there's a lot of people looking at this. And to make things worse for them, they even looted the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
Yeah, right. I mean, could it be any worse? Could it be any worse? I mean, really... It's just a terrible situation, and these guys that are running the police department down there and the city, they just should have gotten in front of this right away, and they didn't. And now they're paying the price. I hope nobody else gets hurt anymore, and this cooler heads prevail.
Exactly. I mean, Coach, wouldn't you have loved to have seen the president come in and use his position and be a voice of reason in this whole deal? But he's never been.
No, he's never been, and, you know, the only smart thing he's doing is basically staying away from it, because at this point, I think he realizes that he's just not capable of saying the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, if he says anything, it's going to be incendiary, so he knows. It's the same thing as the debate coming up on Monday night.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to talk to you. I had that on my notes as well.
Yeah.
They're expecting over 100 million. I mean, Coach, if this was pay-per-view, we might be able to bring the debt down, and President Obama might have a GDP that would get a little bit closer to 2. What do you think?
Absolutely. And again, timing is everything here with the NFL's numbers, viewership dropping like a rock. You know, the worry was on our side was that, you know, look at what they're doing. They're having it on a Monday night to try and make it go up against Monday night football. Well,
right. Yeah.
that's if these guys continue to carry on with these insulting antics, we don't have to worry. I think what's going to happen on Monday night, the NFL's game is the only guys that will be watching on Monday night are people who are already voting for Trump. And,
right.
You know, they're not worried about it.
But look at the numbers on the NFL that have been coming in so far this season. It's a yawn. I mean, they've lost some traction here. And I think people are responding. They're none too happy and voting and just saying, okay, you know, Kaepernick is, you know, can take his stand, all the other people. He has every right to do so, and I have every right to watch something else.
Yeah, that's what, you know, you got to remember, every one of these guys, even the last guy on each team, was the man in high school.
Right.
And probably pretty close to being the man in college.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys are pampered athletes. Look, I wasn't a pampered athlete, but I was a scholarship athlete.
Mm-hmm.
I know what this is about.
Right.
And these guys live in their own world. And now they stuck their head out the door and yelled some some profanities, figuratively, and they can't understand why their house is getting pelted with eggs and rocks.
Exactly. Yeah, I am your superstar. Well, Coach, it looks like, Hillary Clinton, all her scandals, Julian Assange says something is coming down the pike soon and very soon. You know, the continuation of her emails, her IT guy taking the fifth, and we understand that he's ignored a subpoena, and, you know, Jason Chaffetz not real happy about that.
Chaffetz ought to send the sergeant at arms with the U.S. Marshal out and arrest them.
Mm.
That's it. Yeah, I'm sure that they do have the power to do this because these rules were made up in the days when the Congress just didn't brook any type of insult like this. And just do it and see what happens. Just do it.
Well, Coach, so what do you think about Julian Assange there kind of holding the, the major card here and getting ready to drop it on Hillary Clinton's head?
I've listened to it, to him, and it was an interesting thing that Assange said that he's actually gotten more material from people who had this material that he, Assange, didn't even know existed. But these people were encouraged by the fact that somebody was doing something about it.
Exactly.
So they owe it and dropped it into his lap. So that's what's holding the process up a little bit. Mm-hmm. But there's so much.
Well, to his credit, I mean, he's vetting it. He's probably vetting it better than our security people vetting refugees coming in here, which is an interesting calculus, Coach. I mean, you did pretty good in math in school. You were good at it. But you help me out here. The president says it takes 2 years to vet refugees before they release them into the general public. Okay, we just heard less than a year ago that we were going to get 10,000 refugees from Syria. Now, they've been released. What happened to the 2 years?
Yeah, well, that's just for consumption of the idiots written by the stenographers in the media. But we've already seen that at least two of these birds that came in under that program have been arrested and charged with terrorist activities. So, you had the other day, you had one of the Trump sons talking about the great example of dropping a poison Skittle in the middle
right.
of a star. I mean, yeah. And that's what, it makes perfect sense. What Trump is saying is, we don't know who these people are. They may be good people, but we don't know that.
Well, Coach, but what we do know, based on the facts, is that bad guys have infiltrated the refugees. That's already documented. And we also know when they infiltrate and take over a compound at the UN, because that's where they have to queue up, they're in control of, of that group of people. And it's like a mini mafia. So you're going to tell me that when they come here to the United States, they're going to let go of all that that human potential and everything that's represented with a group of people?
Oh, absolutely not. And they will become the cell leaders
mm-hmm.
of the so-called lone wolves. You notice this lone wolf phrase, it's as if the people who are killed and injured aren't really killed and injured because they were injured by a lone wolf.
Right. Well, this is why Dr. Gorka, he resists that whole idea. It galls him when it comes up. He says there's no such thing as a lone wolf, and I agree with him, and you as well on that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, it's just talk because they want to bring people in. They're afraid now that African Americans are turning away from them. Oh, yeah, by the way,
yeah.
I saw...
We got about 10 seconds here, Coach. I'm sorry. We almost have to leave it. I'm sorry. Say again, Coach. I cut you off. I'm sorry.
With Hillary Clinton at 70% with African Americans, she needs 92%.
That's a disaster. Don't forget to go to coachesteam.com for all the information. Coach Kevin Collins on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Coach.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Cancer.